Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome everybody. My name is Athena Stewart. I am your identity coach. I coach leaders through overcoming rejection by identifying their talented strengths with a faith-based approach. Come on, to walk out behavioral excellence. I am super excited to be back, y'all. We are back. I told y'all this was going to be a long series, but I'm really excited about this second part that we're getting ready to jump into. Yesterday, we really dove into prophetic insight for the dispensation that we moved over into, or the era, or the age that we moved over into, the 5784. It is so deep. I know everybody is screaming about open doors. And I know everybody's speaking about, you know, just all of the excitement of it. But I really implore every believer to really go study the Hebrew lettering as it pertains to these numbers. And you will see that it is far more, exceedingly more than just open door base. It is exceedingly more than just a blessing base. There are some action steps needed to get able to see the open door, let alone walk through it. So there is some work to be done in the sense of spiritual maturity and spiritual action and all of those good things. We're going to talk about it today. I'm super excited. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me over on Facebook. Thank you for joining me on YouTube. Thank you for joining me on Wisdom. If you are not part of our YouTube channel, go over to the YouTube channel, like, subscribe, share, download, all those good things. Love to have you over there. There's so much great content on that channel that we have built out over the years. I want to thank everybody who's on Facebook. Hey, sis, I see y'all. Come on in. Hey, if you're on Facebook, make sure to hit that StreamYard link so that I can see your comments. I want you to be a part of the conversation. I want you to come on. I want you to add value. So definitely share, hit that link so that you can be a part of the conversation. Thank you for sharing and shouting people out. We are coming back today and we are talking about the clarion call to prioritize spiritual maturity. The clarion call to prioritize spiritual maturity. Now, as I was writing my notes, I actually realized today that my notes are 35 pages. That's a lot of notes, 35 pages. So I'm assuming that this is not going to be a one and done series. This is going to be an ongoing series until we get through what God has been giving me and what we need to discuss as believers. There is a requirement. There is a call put out on believers. There's a hit put out on the believers, okay? It's a hit from the Lord. He is requiring something of us. And I want to just talk about it. I'm going to follow my notes because I got to get in and out in an hour. So in our journey of faith, we are all in a journey of faith. This is where we develop. This is where we take risks. This is where we take action. And this is where we mature. Our journey of faith, there has arisen in this season. There is a clarion call to the believer. Now, when I heard that, I had to really go explore what a clarion call is. And so as I went to explore a clarion call, it is a resounding and urgent message that calls out or speaks to or draws in believers to a higher pursuit. Oh, y'all got to get this. Y'all have to get this in the spirit. You have to get this in the spirit. Let me bring up Facebook. You have to get this in the spirit. It is a call to a higher pursuit, a call to a higher pursuit. In the spirit, I just want to make sure I don't miss the Facebook comments. So I'm going to just bring them up on this other device here. All right. And so, as we know, we went into Rosh Hashanah and the numbers signify 5784, which signifies the believers going up higher. It signifies a prophetic doorway. However, this is not an open door currently, but a door that the Father is going to open. But also in accordance to this open door is a demand on the spoken word and the believer speaking, prophetically speaking words in alignment with the court of heaven, the area where verdicts are released, where we come into agreement with heaven for things in the earth. And so God has called us in this season. It's a clarion call for us to come up as believers on a higher pursuit. He is calling us to come up higher on a higher pursuit. What does that mean? That means that if you have been going deeper, you need to go deeper. If you have been just skating by, you need to get off your skates and you need to begin to just dig in deeper to what God is saying. I'm super excited about this season. It has been a little overwhelming for me as I've been really pressing into the Holy Spirit. And I say that because it's been a stretching. It's been a stretching in my capacity. It's been a stretching in my level of understanding of spiritual concepts and spiritual things that the Father has been releasing. It's been a stretching in how I do my basic things, such as prayer, such as worship, how I do my basic things, such as being in alignment with the spirit versus my soul, so that I'm having a bird's eye view of my day, a bird's eye view of opposition, a bird's eye view of what God is asking me to do. And so as God is calling us as believers to come higher in our pursuit of him, higher in the spiritual aspects of things so that we can walk out things in the earth. This call centers on the paramount importance of prioritizing spiritual maturity. I'm going to say this again. This call centers on the paramount importance of prioritizing spiritual maturity. As God was kind of giving me these notes and telling me that I needed to host this conversation, I didn't want to. I didn't want to. I'm gonna just be honest. I still don't want to have this conversation because it's kind of like a call out. You know, nobody wants to have hard conversations. They're just not fun. But I really believe that it's important that we have these conversations as believers and we hold one another accountable so that we can all experience the abundance of God in the earth now. And so as Holy Spirit was really talking to me about spiritual maturity, it was really preferenced on my business, the Spiritual Growth Academy, and it was preferenced on social media. We are in a Babylonian age-like culture where we are just advanced in our technology, but the premise is the same. If you study the Babylonian culture, you would realize that we as believers now in 2023 are still in the same structured confine of a Babylonian culture, activity, mannerisms, ways of doing things. And one of the biggest ways is social media. We know that the powers of darkness in high places who are over the world, who are over the cosmological aspects of the world. And I want to make sure I get this right. I'm going to bring up Ephesians chapter I believe it's Ephesians 6 and 12. Ephesians 6 and 12. I'm just going to bring it up and read because I want us to have scriptural reference. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, contending only with the physical opponents, but against let me bring it up in the King James Version because it really gives the very simplistic version. Let me bring up King James. Come on, King James. All right. So we wrestle not against flesh and I don't know what that is. Sorry, y'all. My bad. One moment. Processing and 12. Here we are. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's number one. Okay. Principalities are high ranking and principalities give orders to all of the other ranks against powers. Powers get their assignment from principalities and they get permission over jurisdictional territory. We're talking about legalities here, okay? They don't just do what they want to do. There is a structure and there is a systematic way that they move against the rulers of darkness of this world. Now, when you're dealing with social media, when you're dealing with television, when you're dealing dealing with radio, when you're dealing with anything that's audible, anything that's visual, and anything that's through spoken word, there are our physical senses, right? You're dealing with rulers of darkness of this world. We learned in previous series that I've taught that they are over the 12 cosmological worlds, but they're specifically over this world, and they use technology, they use entertainment, they use clothing, they use other types of doctrine by which to sway and blind the minds of man, okay, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is what we're up against. And so we cannot move in a normal plane. We can't get by anymore as we're going in. If you haven't noticed, the heat is turned up. As believers, we should be able to realize this, that the heat has been turned up in the kitchen, okay? And God is calling us higher. Revelations 4:1, God is calling us higher. And in Revelations 4:1, we see John given an opportunity to get insight to deeper revelation, new technology of heaven, some of which he had no reference to. He had zero reference to what God was calling him to see and to partake in. And so Revelations chapter 4, verse 1 says, after this, I looked, and behold, after the churches were addressed, after the believers in their individual seasons were addressed, I looked, and behold, a door was open. This is what everybody's excited about. They're excited about this door being open in heaven. He says, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, a door. There's many doors, but there was a door open in heaven. The first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up higher. I will show you things which must be hereafter. Come up higher. I will show you things which are to come. And so fast forward to now, God is saying to the believer, I need you to hear this clarion call. I need your spiritual maturity to be a priority. I am calling you higher to see things that are now happening and things that are soon to come. Things that are happening now and things that are soon to come. Now, you can't get this in the natural. And this is a huge issue for believers because we don't really know how to move through our day-to-day operations in the spirit while we're in the natural. And as I've been stretched by the Father, he's really been showing me the different dimensions that make us up and the different senses or the different gateways or the different doors that we operate in from a spiritual plane that show up in the natural. We're going to go over that in the course of this conversation. It is a teaching that's coming over to the Spiritual Growth Academy, and it has blown my mind and really has changed the way that I operate with God, the way that I operate through the Holy Spirit. Has really been a very, very interesting journey these last few weeks of just late night studies, just really hungry for this higher pursuit that God has called us to. I've taken it very seriously. So as we explore this clarion call, we will delve into why it is the utmost significance of how it equips us as believers for what lies ahead. We need to be prepared. Now, I live in Hawaii, and we just had a devastating fire that wiped out a whole community. If you would think about the community that you live in now, you drive into this community, maybe it's a big community, maybe it's a small community, and you drive in and you go home and you're doing what you do and life is what life is, whether it's good, whether it's bad or in between, you're in your community. Now imagine that community going up in flames in a matter of hours. Imagine everything being disintegrated and demolished in a matter of hours. I mean, nothing was left to build back upon or to restore. It was completely wiped out. And so this is something that we have been experiencing here on the island. And so not only was that devastation something that we had to really grasp or kind of take in, but then we got rid of our tourists. We asked for them to leave the island. We literally had planes going out around the clock, taking over 15 to 20,000 tourists off the island until we removed every tourist off the island and it was just us locals. Now, what we didn't realize in the emotion, in the natives here, their anger and their discouragement and just their devastation was that we needed the tourists. So what we then began to go into was not only a loss of a community, and we're trying to help, and we're trying to rescue, and we're trying to recover those who are injured, those who are dead. As a nurse, I was on the forefront of this, so I was in the throes of it. So not only are we dealing with the loss of this community and the aftermath, but then we began to see our economy plummet, literally shut down, as if COVID hit all over again. What did this look like? This looked like many people being laid off. This looked like businesses having to close. This looked like individuals being now again in a point of unemployment. And so what did this mean for me as a believer? I had to begin to trust in the Father like never before for provision. Because if you didn't know, we came to the island to open or expand our family business. The business happened to be on that side. God sustained the building, but the infrastructure of the business also shut down. And so what does it look like for a believer to come into a season where you absolutely have to trust God for everything? For your provision. But this is not a trust God out of fear. This is not a trust God out of anxiety. This is a God, you said that nothing will come near my dwelling, no matter what it looks like, no matter if my hours are cut, no matter if, you know, I'm not able to go to work and make the amount of hours that I was able to make to have a certain dollar amount. God, everything will be sustained. Nothing will miss a beat. This is where God is trying to call us in. I said that to say, for what lies ahead for the believer is we're not going to be able to move like the world. We are going to have to truly trust God for the things that are to come. If you are a believer, if you know anything about Babylon and you know anything about Daniel and the Hebrewic nation that was human trafficked into this society, into this city. They were human trafficked to do a work, to become like the people, to become like the culture. And if you know anything about Daniel's story, he was the caveat to that. He not only kept his culture, he not only kept his place in God, but he also elevated within the culture through governmental positions. And so he is an example of how we as believers should be moving from a natural and spiritual plane by obeying the laws of the land, yet not compromising our character, our integrity, and our stance as we walk in the Father. Now, this is not an easy feat to be done if you are not maturing spiritually. Now, we have many different things that we might interact in. We have many different things that we might be doing, maybe from a ministry perspective, maybe from a routine perspective. We might be active in a lot of different things. But if we are not tangibly growing, and what I mean by tangibly, as you're growing spiritually, that there is a noticeable difference in the natural. That there is a noticeable difference, not even in the natural of you and your characteristics or your mannerisms, but also the things around you. Understand this, as you grow mature, as you grow in spiritual matriculation, spiritual maturity, your environment, your circumstance, and your situation also have to evolve. Y'all got to get this. There is an anointing, there is an authority, and there is a power as you grow in spiritual maturity that everything has to come into alignment. I'm telling you from what I'm living. My daughter just smoked up my house trying to cook what she called breakfast, and I couldn't be angry about it because the fact that my daughter is in my kitchen cooking breakfast is the tangible fruit of the Lord, of what he will do in the life of the believer. If y'all don't know my story about me and my daughter and our journey, that has been over 9 years, go back, find it, figure it out. But once you figure it out, you know, my daughter was a victim of human sex trafficking, and that should say enough. And so the fact that she's alive, the fact that she's well, the fact that she is a citizen in this community and thriving is a testament only unto the Father, but it is also a testament of spiritual maturity. When you grow and when you make God the priority, and when you make moving as God would have you move as the priority, any circumstance, any situation, whether person, place, or thing, whether financial, health, or relational, has to come into alignment with the will of God for your life as you walk it out. Let me stick to my notes. I'm going into a whole nother message. We are talking about the clarion call to prioritize spiritual maturity. The clarion call that God has put out in this season to prioritize spiritual maturity. Now, as Holy Spirit was talking to me about social media, and he was talking about how the believer has become like this culture and like this age of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. We have moved so much like the world that it's hard to differentiate between the two. The wheat and the tare are growing together. And so as he was communicating to me, he was saying, I want you to really look at the level of maturity. Look at the comments, look at what's being said, and then look at what comments are coming out. Look at what's being released, and then look at the comments that are coming out. And so as I began to look at this from a spiritual perspective, Holy Spirit began to show me that so many believers are codependent on other believers or leaders. We are codependent to hear a word from a leader. We are codependent to hear a word from an influence. We're codependent to get a post to encourage, to uplift, to give insight, to give clarity, to give revelation. And he says, the reason why this is because there is a deficiency in spiritual maturity. Now, yesterday in the prophetic insight, we talked about Job chapter 5, verse 20 through 22, where God is going to protect the believer. But the flip side to Job chapter 5, verse 20 through 22 is that there is a famine in the area of sound, in the area of hearing. There is going to be a spiritual famine where the believer does not want to hear necessarily the message that God is releasing. They want to hear messages that are critiqued or curated or tailored to what they're experiencing. If it doesn't hit what I'm experiencing, then I don't want to hear anything outside of what I'm experiencing. I want an encouraging word that's going to say what I'm feeling and experiencing will end. I want a clarifying word that the decision that I'm trying to make in the right way is going to be released. And God says that's not where we should be in this present age and time as believers. Some of us have been in this game a very long time, and the fact that we don't get revelation, we don't get clarity, we don't get confirmation, and we don't get interpretation at this stage in the game means that we have really missed a mark. And God, let me say this, let me also preface this, that God is grace and God is mercy, and his power is made strong in our weakness. But God also has to reveal to us the areas that we struggle, the blind spots. If we are not at 20/20 or 25 vision, God has to show us our blind spots. So when there is a corrective word coming, it is not that God isn't loving. It is not that God isn't supportive, but that he has to allow us to see where we are, where there are our opportunities. I don't like to say where there are failures, but where there are spaces of opportunity for us to grow. And so as I was talking to the Holy Spirit about spiritual maturity, it was really from a space of my business, the Spiritual Growth Academy. And I was telling God, you know, Father, I've really spent a lot of years building content that is purely from you, revelation from you, insight from you, and taking it into visual and written form, transcribing a prophetic scribe, if you want to use a professional title, and created and curated it in a space so that your people could eat some of the bigger, deeper mysteries of you, because I've done the work to go after it. And so the Holy Spirit began to tell me a lot of different things. It was a lot of correction for me. But he also began to say some of the reasons why you see people who have access to such a fruitful, bountiful place are not going after it is because of the spiritual famine. they are so consumed in what they're experiencing and what they're going through. They're so consumed in where they want to be and trying to get that through their own strength that they've missed what it really means to seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness. We've become so consumed with creating a business, so consumed with creating a ministry, so consumed with the wealth transfer, so consumed with trying to have this or have that, so consumed with trying to come out of our present situation or circumstance that we've missed the fact that if we just got spiritual maturity in line, that everything else would have to fall into place. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know because I was the chaser. I was the one going after the strategies of abundance. I was the one going after the strategies for the likes. I was the one going after the strategies for the increase in social media followers. I was the one wanting my business to overflow so that I wouldn't have to work for people ever again. And I could do what was passionate on my heart, when in reality, I wasn't even a space of passion for where I am now in the Father. And so we have become consumed with trying to follow the tactics of man to progress in what we feel God has called us to do, that we have missed the mark. Seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness means to grow in me first. As you begin to grow in me, as you begin to learn me, as you begin to learn the relational aspect of me, as you begin to learn the legal aspect of being a citizen in the kingdom of heaven, the more you will begin to come into alignment with where you need to be to handle the abundance that you're looking for. And so let's look at the clarion call out of the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow in your salvation. And I want to break that down. Every scripture I give you, I'm going to give you a commentary breakdown, okay? And so here we have the word of God talking about how when we become new to Christ, that we yearn and we desire spiritual milk. We want to learn. We want to suck up everything that we hear. And that's okay for a season. That's okay for a time. But there should be a natural progression. When a baby is born, they begin to eat off the breast. And then once they progress from eating off the breast and it's not sufficient enough to sustain their nourishment for where they're headed in their physical growth, they then need additives, whether that be formula, whether that be rice to formula, until they get to a point where they teethe and now they can begin to eat solid foods. God is saying some of us have been far past teething and we should be consuming the appropriate solid foods. Now, some of us, the problem isn't that we're not able to consume solid foods from a spiritual perspective, but we're consuming the wrong things. Why? Because our view and our focus of what we need is off versus what we need to be sustainable. We're eating processed spiritual foods versus natural-based, authentic, organic-growth spiritual foods. Now, if you look at that metaphor in the natural, you'll see that the more that you eat processed foods, the more that you have less energy, the more that you are overweight, the more that you have physical ailments and conditions. But as you begin to eat healthy, as you begin to eat natural-based organic foods, as you begin to understand nutrition from a physical and spiritual point of view, as the Holy Spirit leads you, even on what you consume, you'll begin to see a change in how you feel, how your moods are, how your energy levels are, how you are able to go longer with less, you're able to go further with less, how your body will begin to fall into line of what you are putting into your body. There's a frequency in even the food that you eat. Organic natural foods carry a higher frequency or give you a higher burn rate than processed foods who carry no frequency, because the life out of processed foods has dramatically been diminished to where there really is no life in processed foods. I don't know why I'm going in that direction, only that God has been dealing with me on my diet and foods in this season. And so I'm going after that. All right, let me give you the commentary breakdown for 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. The clarion call to prioritize spiritual maturity begins with an analogy by Paul of newborns craving pure spiritual milk. This call resonates with us as believers, urging us to seek spiritual nourishment earnestly. We need to seek spiritual nourishment earnestly. What is earnestly? That means that I need to be so hungry for this thing. You know how when you haven't been able to eat and you're like, I am starving. You don't know nothing about starvation. If we're talking real, we know nothing about starvation, but we'll use the language of I'm starving. In that same metaphoric sense, or that same rage, or that same earnest desire to eat something, I got the shakes, I'm feeling faint, I just need to eat something, is the same way we should be going after spiritual nourishment. We should be going after it as if we're starving in this time. Nothing else should matter. You guys have literally saw me less on social media, less doing anything. I have even been less even in my own business because the level of spiritual nourishment that I've needed for this season to come up higher according to Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 has demanded that everything cease and desist until the stretching is commenced. I'm going to say that again, that everything needs to cease and desist until the commencements of the proper nourishment has taken place. Okay, we have to be earnest after the nourishment of spiritual food to take us to the next level. Are you with me? The clarion call is calling us to grow up in our salvation. Y'all better get what the Spirit is saying. It is calling us to grow up in our salvation. And it is signifying that spiritual maturity is not a static state, but a continuous process of growth. Are y'all with me? So many of us are joining all of these programs in these different areas because we want to learn or we want to grow. And that is an honest desire. But many of these programs are means to an end. And I remember when the Holy Spirit told me to create the Spiritual Growth Academy, I really didn't fully understand technology then. I didn't really know how to run a business. I didn't know how to create content. I didn't know how to create courses. I didn't know what any of that looked like. And the Holy Spirit began to say that this is going to be a place of a marathon. This is not a sprint, but what you are building is on a continuum basis. I am going to continue to give you, as you stay before me, revelation and insight into the deeper mysteries of the Father. And you are going to create and you are going to store in this prophetic library. And as those who are truly called to you, those who are truly earnestly hungry for spiritual nourishment, those are the ones that will come and will eat at this table. Those are the ones that will know the value that this table holds. He said, fret not over those that are fair weather, those who come and go, those who don't really gather what it really has to offer, because behold, I'm doing a new thing even before your time. And so as I've been building out the Spiritual Growth Academy, it has been a journey to stay focused on the call. Some of us get sidetracked with the different doctrine of men. And when I say different doctrine, I mean the different strategies. I mean the different content creations. We're so heavily stimulated by all of the things that are offered to us that we think we need that and we think we need this. And we go here and we go here and we go here. And we find ourselves so far off the beaten path of what God has called us to do that he's saying, go back to basics. I want you to go back to the basics. I want you to go back to your first love. I want you to go back to where you first met me. I want you to go back to where you first understood the assignment. I want you to go back to where you first began to sit and sup with me. I want you to go back to the gate of your first love. I want you to go back to the core of who you are. I want you to go back to your why. Go back to your why. I want you to understand why you're doing what you're doing. Go back to your why. And here God is saying that I'm calling my people to go higher in this season, higher for spiritual nourishment in an earnest way and with an understanding that you cannot once be stagnant. There are some sharks, not all sharks, there are some sharks that have to constantly move. If this particular species of shark stops swimming, they die. If they even take a moment of stagnicity, a moment of pause, they die. And so what God is saying is so many believers have become so stagnant and weighed down by life circumstances and situations that they are spiritually dying. And so God says we need to understand that this is a constant moving process. Frequency never stops moving. We might go to sleep, but frequency keeps moving. Where's the enemy active? He is the prince over the air, the airways, the frequency, the sound waves, the vibrational waves in the atmosphere. It never stops moving. What I've been realizing is that I've been going to sleep listening to spiritual-based teaching. That's how hungry I've been. Now, I don't know whether I'm consuming this or taking it in, but all I know is that I'm so hungry for where God is taking the body of Christ that I don't want to be left behind. Now, I believe that God wants everybody to go, but I also understand and know that some places that God is taking the people of God is going to require from the people of God to go after it earnestly. God says these things only come by fasting and prayer. These things only come by constant communication with me and consecration. These things only come by setting things that seem as a priority to you aside and going after all that I'm calling you to go after. Who am I talking to? God is saying, I'm calling you to come up higher. I got to hurry up. All right. Next point, the significance of spiritual maturity. We're talking about the clarion call to prioritize spiritual maturity, that we not become stagnant, that we not become still in one place. We're talking about believers wanting a change in their environment, their circumstance, and their situation, and they're seeing it not happen. Now, what has blown my mind is the why of that. What has blown my mind is the why of why we're not seeing our circumstance and situation change. Stay with this conversation. You're going to learn. Stay with this conversation. You're going to learn. Again, if you haven't followed us on YouTube, go over to the Spiritual Growth Academy for me. Subscribe, like the page, support us, move it, share this on Facebook so that we get a wider reach, because I honestly believe that God is giving me something to begin to teach so that we begin to move as believers in a completely different way. I believe that there is a refreshing and a renewing breath of the Spirit of God being blown, that we are going to move practically in our spirituality. I've been doing some practical different practices to come into alignment with the Spirit of God, to where I understand what I'm doing and I do what I'm understanding I'm doing. I'm no longer just praying because that's what you should do. I'm no longer just reading the word because that's what you should do. When I read the word, if something is emulated or if something pops out to me or if Holy Spirit says, pay attention to that, that is the thing that I now begin to chew on. Gone are the days where I'm just highlighting because that was good. Ooh, let me highlight that, or underlining, or writing a note next to it. Nope. If there's a need to highlight, then there's a need for me to take that with me from the point that I put that Bible down to the point that I close my eyes and meditate on that and chew on that and say, God, what is it that you highlighted this? What are you giving me? When should I put this into play? Am I speaking this out into my atmosphere? Am I just using it to fight off intrusive thoughts that would lead me into a wrong direction, a wrong attitude, a wrong mood, a wrong sense of self? Come on, somebody. God is trying to teach us a new way to practically walk out this thing called holiness, walk out this thing called salvation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The significance of spiritual maturity. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. But solid food is for the mature. Y'all need to get this. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant — we just talked about stagnant. Constant is the opposite of stagnicity. To be stagnant means to sit still. To be constant means to constantly be moving. Okay? Who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Rabasi mande baso. Y'all better get this. This is good stuff. I've been writing these notes, y'all, that I'm just coming back to these notes, okay? I've been writing them that I'm literally just coming back to these notes. So as I'm reading this, it's hitting me like a double-edged sword, because when the Holy Spirit dumps things out, I just start typing. I've actually started a prophetic electronic page where it's just categorized by different prophetic words. So walk with me, because this is hitting me. So God is saying, but solid food is for the mature. Now, this is where you as a believer have to stop and self-evaluate. You have to ask yourself, Father, Am I spiritually mature? This is not a bad question to ask yourself. You have to do these self-evaluations. We as believers have become so manipulated at times by the lie of the enemy that because we feel like we're in a certain place, or because maybe we run in a certain circle, that we think we're mature. And it's only until life starts lifing that you begin to realize that really, maybe I'm not where I thought I am. Maybe I'm not where I currently desire to be. And so then the self-evaluation part comes in, where you really have to do an authentic examination of yourself and say, okay, if I'm claiming to be spiritually mature, does my characteristics, my integrity, and my day-to-day activity align with what it means to be spiritually mature? Are y'all getting this? We are in a time where it is time out for not knowing who we are. We are in a time where it's time out for walking in a way that we are not authentically putting in the work. Are y'all with me? Are y'all with me? Holy Spirit tells you to turn over your plate and you don't do it, but yet you still want the revelation. Holy Spirit wakes you up early in the morning, you roll over and you go back to sleep, but yet you still want to move in the mantles. You still want to move in these higher levels of anointing, not understanding that there comes that with anointing and with mantles comes responsibility. You have to be a responsible believer to call yourself mature. And I'm sorry, but if you're a mature believer, your life will reflect your maturity. I'm sorry, but you will not walk around in poor health and be a mature believer. You will not walk around and be at a negative balance in your bank account and be a mature believer. You will not walk around and have deficiency in relationship after relationship and call yourself a mature believer. Why? Because as you mature as a believer in the spirit, your environment, your circumstance, and your situations have to come into alignment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They have to. There is no option. There is no option for your, God runs the world, the environment, the frequencies. God is in ultimate control. And so if I am a mature Christian, if I am a mature believer, then that means that I'm in alignment with God says over my life. I am in the will of the Father for my life. And so everything within that will that the Father has to come into alignment. And so if God says that I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, then my environment, my circumstances, and my situations also have to reflect the word of the Lord. Are y'all getting this? Are y'all getting this? I'm trying to stay focused, but I feel this thing in my gut. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. God wants to bring correction. We've walked around in error and pacified it as being enough. Some of us have become comfortable in having just enough. And God is even saying now, some of us have become comfortable in having less than enough. If I can just get by, then bless God. If I could just get through another month, then bless God. And God is saying that I'm not in that. I need you to come higher. I need you to come higher. I'm not in the just enough. I'm not a just enough God. I said that I would provide for you. I hear God saying, I said what I said. I've said what I've said. Go back to what I said. Go back to what I told you. Go back to the covenant that we made with one another. Go back. I've said that I would always be faithful. So if I said that I will always be faithful and you're not seeing the result of what I said, then you've come out of my will for your life. You've missed the direction. Come back to your why. Hallelujah. But solid food is for the mature. Hebrews 5:14. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves. This means that I have to do the work. This means that I have to be consistent. This means that there's something required of me. Hallelujah. There is something required of me to meet the point of spiritual maturity. There is something required of me to distinguish from good and evil. There is something required of me. How do I distinguish between good and evil? The gift of discernment of spirits. So I have to be in relationship with the Holy Spirit in order to tap into the gift of discernment of spirits. Now, there's a second part to relationship. There is a legality that I have to understand. I have to understand how good and evil operate. I have to understand the physical laws as well as the spiritual laws, because I understand that the spiritual realm moves by spiritual laws. There is an order to this thing. And so if something evil is approaching me, if something evil is active in my environment or my situation or my circumstance, then I need to understand the legality by which they are allowed to move in my space. Are y'all getting this? Are y'all getting this? Hallelujah. I can't move around no longer like a fair weather saint. Being saying I'm a believer and I'm a Christian, it no longer holds any weight. Hallelujah. There needs to be power and authority when you walk into a room. I sometimes make people uncomfortable when I go into a room and I am just being me, but there is power that walks with you and there is power that is left behind. The environment. And even though the people can't understand why they feel what they feel, there is a response to your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not enough for me to say I'm believe. I don't even have to say I'm a believer. My behavior in excellence speaks for itself. Hallelujah. I don't have to speak. I don't have to pronounce myself. I don't have to pronounce who I am in the Father. Why? Because I live this thing as a lifestyle. And as you begin to live this thing as a lifestyle, it begins to go before you. Y'all better get this. Let me stay to my notes. I only got an hour. Let me stay to my notes. And we are not even in to the bulk of this. Spiritual maturity is profoundly significant because it allows you and I as believers to discern between good and evil. It empowers us to make wise and righteous choices in a world filled with moral complexities. Yarabasi. Rababaso. In a world filled with moral complexities. Are y'all hearing this? So every day that I go out of my door, hallelujah, I am going to be introduced with moral complexities. I am going to be introduced with frequencies and vibrations by which I am going to have to respond. Now that may come from a person who says something and it triggers something in me. That may come from a driver in a car who does something out of order and that triggers something in me. That may come from just me being in my head and driving around and the sun goes dark and it becomes cloudy and I begin to feel gloomy and down because maybe something isn't right at home. And so now I'm faced with moral complexities. And so if I am not maturing myself and being earnest in the nourishment of spiritual things, these moral complexities will become bigger than they should. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? There is a spirit, and I will get you the name later. There is a spirit that magnifies situations and circumstances. Uh-huh. We have to know these things. Things don't happen just because. Everything is a cause and effect. Hallelujah. There is a spirit that magnifies situations. You think it's bigger than what it should be. No, it is a spirit that is magnifying that thing. And because of the moral complexities and because of your position in culture, whether you have done the work to remove yourself from it, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, whether you are constantly renewing your mind, whether you are constantly going after God for the new thing, hallelujah, whether you're constantly saying, God, I will not be weighed down by tradition, God, I will not be weighed down by routine, I will not be weighed down by religion, God, but I want to constantly go after the new thing, hallelujah. Thus, we as believers become not just, thus it becomes not just an option, but a necessity for navigating life effectively. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? Going after spiritual maturity now with an understanding of what I'm faced against on a regular, it becomes a necessity to navigate life effectively. I went into this season, this year of God, I want to walk in spiritual excellence. I want the mantle of Daniel. I want to move in a governmental authority, God. God, I want to move in opportunity, Father. God, I want to live in abundance now in my life, God. If I'm going to live in a $1 million home, God, and I don't have $1 million, you'll make it so, God. If I want to drive a $100,000 car, because they need to see the God in you and everything. The world doesn't understand just your words. They want you to show receipts. Now, I'm saying this not in pride. I'm saying, God, whatever I need, you will provide. I don't have to settle for a substitute. As we begin to walk in spiritual maturity, our life will begin to come into alignment with where God is taking you. Are y'all hearing me? Are y'all hearing me? One of the biggest significant things in my life from a natural perspective is I grew up poor. I grew up very poor. I grew up very impoverished. I grew up always needing. I robbed Peter, Paul, James, John. I robbed everybody. I robbed everybody to pay one bill. And then another bill got turned off. And before I could get that bill turned off, the bill that I did pay, that got turned off. And before I knew it, I had no bills to pay because everything was off. And I just learned how to get by. Are y'all hearing me? And so I grew up in a life where it was always either just enough or not enough. And God began to deal with me from that space. God began to deal with me from the impoverished mindset, from the mammon mindset. Why? Because that was the thing that I responded to. And so what God has been doing for me in my life is he has been changing the aspects of my life as I get a hold of them. As I grow spiritually in one area, there is a result in my life. Y'all need to hear this. As I grow spiritually, are y'all hearing this? As I do the work to overcome something in the spirit that creates a manifestation or a realization or an access point or a portal by which the enemy has control or authority. As I take that back in the spirit, because I do the work from the natural into the spiritual realm, then the spirit can then begin to do the work from inside of me out. And then my environment, my circumstance, and my situation have to come into alignment. I'm going to keep saying this until you get it. I'm going to keep saying this until you get it. I'm going to keep saying this until you get it. And so the fact that I live where I live is not because of me. It's because of the Father. It's because of the work. And this is what the world begins to look at. They look at your mannerisms. They look at your attitude. They look at how you speak. They look at how you show up. They look at the physical exterior. They look and they look at your behavior. Some of them will look you up and down. And the next are going to begin to look at, well, what does she drive? Where does she live? Where does she come from? And as you begin to tell your testimony and they begin to see where you are versus what your testimony is, then they begin to scratch their head. Well, then I need to know how to get into this space. Then your testimony becomes a glorifying marker of the Lord in your life. You begin to glorify God in the eyes. They begin to see God from where they understand. And then you can begin to walk them into the spiritual aspects. I can't tell you the countless conversations that I sit and I talk to my coworkers about their lives and their circumstance and their situations and where they are and where they want to be. Hallelujah. And they trust me with that because they say there's something, the way that she moves and the way that she is, there's a trust factor that she's just not talking. There's proof in the pudding. Are y'all getting this? There is proof in the pudding. God is trying to bring us up into the abundance now. We need to walk in abundance now. Abundance in our finances, abundance in our health, abundance in our relationship, abundance in anointing, abundance in the glory of God on your life, abundance of deliverance, daily deliverance, abundance, abundance, abundance. Hallelujah. As you're walking in abundance, you're navigating life effectively. Hallelujah. Life is going to life and things are going to happen. But it is the abundance of God in your life that allows you to navigate life when it lives effectively. Who am I talking to? Ephesians 4 and 14. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful schemes, traps, manipulation tools. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking? We live in a time where everybody has an answer. We live in a time where everybody has a strategy. We live in a time where everybody has a community. We live in a time where everybody has a program, and everybody wants you to come in to this and come in to that. Hallelujah. And while these things are not bad, what is God telling you? What is God saying? Where is God walking you through? And before you join these programs, what is the work that you're doing on the inside? What is the work that you're doing in the secret place? What is the revelation that you're getting on your own? And so then as I'm getting revelation on my own, as I'm hearing the Lord on my own, then when I'm offered with an opportunity to become a part of something, to sow into something, there's an alignment with what I've already been receiving. There is confirmation in what I've already been receiving. There's a fulfillment and what I've already been receiving, and then I have the green light, the go ahead to partner. I have the green light, the go ahead to do this and to do that. But as believers, we stop looking for the go ahead, and we've just been making decisions on our own. Hey, talented ones, thank you so much for joining me on this broadcast. I'm so honored and grateful to have an opportunity to be on this platform, Life Unapologetic with Athena. Can't wait to bring you another episode. Super excited to be back. I hope everyone is blessed. Let's keep going. I'll see you in the next conversation. Bye now.